3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
You know what that means. It's 1930 UTC. Time, of course, for the Dubious Goals Committee. I guess we can get out of the car. Because here I am today at the Secret Mushroom Grounds. Okay, there. I managed to get out of the car. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And we are here today at the Secret Mushroom Grounds for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to see some Mott's, and I thought this would be the best place for Mott's spotting today. The weather is kind of nice. It's partly cloudy. When the sun's not out, it's tolerable. It's a little windy. And I went, kind of was going to think, I was sort of thinking about going to Herrenhaven today, but, and I did drive over there, but when I got there, there were so many cars in the parking lot that you couldn't really pull in, because one big old Escalade or some other rapper type car was blocking the driveway because it was parked messed up, and there was 8 cars in there or something. It was crazy. And so I just kept on driving. The downside to everything is that there's also 6 cars in the parking lot here. But I can't tell if they're actually bicyclists or other people who might be on the path, or if it's just construction workers here because they're doing something. They got a ditch witch out there, and they're just above the parking lot here, and they're doing something. They're entrenching something. I know not what. I see a bun. I see a bun on the path up here. It's kind of a big bun. Oh, he saw me and now he hopped away. Oh, and I see some birds in an elderberry bush going crazy because they're having fun with elderberries. So delicious. Wow, I thought the elderberries were going to have a couple more weeks before they ripened up, but maybe that's just at Herrenhaven. I don't know. We'll keep our eyes open for more mulberries. I'm gonna keep my eyes open for bicyclists as well. Oh, ow. My feet kind of hurt today. I'm a little stiff. I'm a little old. But hopefully, when we get up here, we'll see some Mott's on that tree, because I like Mott's, and I want to see some Mott's. I hear some more heavy equipment way up ahead of where I'm going, too. Oh, yep, I see a Mott on a tree. Hi, Mott on a tree! He's climbing down, but then he saw me and he froze. It's that same Mott on that same tree that we've been seeing a lot. Look at him. Oh, he's so nice. He's kind of big. He's big, big butt Mott. Oh, there he goes. He's climbing down. I'm going to come up here a little bit. Oh, he's not freaking out yet. He didn't hide in his hole. He's just hanging out on the tree. Are there any other Mott's over there? Well, now he's backing up. What's he doing? Oh, there he goes. Scramble, scramble, scramble down into his hole. Oh, and I see him. He came out underneath the roots, and he's hanging out by the dirt. He's thinking, oh, look at me. I'm a Mott in the dirt. Oh, yay. I'm seeing a Mott. Now he's just hanging out there. He's just hanging out in the cool shade of the dirt. You got to understand, this tree is on the edge of the creek bank, and it has eroded. And the tree broke. Half of it fell into the creek, and half of it is falling over on the far bank. And so I can see where this tree is uprooted, and I can see that Mati under there. Hi, Mati. I can see you. Yay. This is so good. We came out to see a Mati, and we saw one right where we expected to see one. So that's good. Look at that Mati down there. Hi, Mati. I see you hiding. He's not hiding very well. Oh, he's so crazy. All right. Oh. Well, so you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for marmots for 5 minutes every single day. Well, that was great. Now what do? I guess we just keep on walking. I got to get some exercise. I got to get my feet up to speed, so to speak. And today, it's just 1 foot, actually. My left foot. What is up with my left foot? I do not know. Am I sleeping weird? Am I sleeping on my feet in a weird way? Why do my feet hurt so much lately? It's not like I'm out walking 85 miles. I only walk about a mile a day. I don't know what it is. Okay, so what have we got going on here in my favorite fun zone? Well, there's not a whole heck of a lot of water in the creek. It's been dry. All this water is really just probably runoff from people watering their lawns. And we need some rain. We've got a little bit of a breeze today as the airplane flies directly overhead. It's above the cloud cover. I can't see it. That's okay. Oy. The construction sounds up here are getting louder. There's heavy equipment up here where they installed that culvert. And I'm still curious as to why they felt they needed to install this culvert. I guess they just sort of, maybe they needed to make a road. Well, let's go up here and see what's going on. What's going on up here? And here comes some big wind too. All right, I can kind of see into the blight now. And there's two stakes. Oh, I'm seeing more stakes. I have a feeling these stakes are marking out where the road is going to be. Why do they need a road across here? They already had a road. But oh well. Here we are. There's a bulldozer moving dirt. And I don't know if I want to get in the way. I do not want to get run over by a bulldozer. Yeah, he's not backing up this far, so we'll just go running across the blight right now. Well, the guy's going the other direction. Yes. I'm seeing multiple stakes marked out. It really looks like somebody's going to build a roadbed here. And it looks like the road will go all the way from the parking lot over to the other side of Tranquility Park. But I don't see where it goes from there. Is it going to go up to the tennis courts way over there? Who knows? Who knows? I do not understand. But that's okay. Because here we are. Back in the forest. Approaching Polypore Bend. I'm looking down into the creek for Matis, or signs of Matis, and I don't know if they're going to be around here just because of all the ruckus caused by all of this construction, pseudo-construction, all this heavy equipment making loud noises. What was that? Oh, it was a butterfly. All right, well, keep moving. Always moving forward. We have reached Polypore Bend, and I'm looking for polypores. I don't see any. I'm looking for other kinds of mushrooms, too. And I'm not seeing any. Wait. What's it? Nope. Saw something on the log, but it was just a leaf. What is that leaf trying to do? Well, we got a walker, so that's good. She's kind of a cute walker, too. Maybe I should be chasing after that. No, that's not right. We gotta find our matis. So I'm sure as heck not finding any mushrooms around here. We need rain. It's been dry. Oh, that's right. I forgot there's a new mati den right down here. Let's look in this den. There's loose dirt kicked out. There's mats around here. Where are they? Well, let's go up to the pit of despair. See if we can see any matis around here. And it's right about here I can see down into the creek. Looking for mats. Looking for matis. On the opposite bank, there's lots of holes. The holes in the canyon wall. That just said Mati written all over them. And here's a place where Matis have been climbing up this side of the bank. All the grass is flattened down where the Matis have come up here. And they're looking around. But I don't see any Matis now. Where's the Matis? Suddenly it got a lot quieter just because the bulldozer shut down. So that's good. Where's my matis? I hope all the people didn't spook my mats. Want to see some more. Where are we going? Looking for mats. I'm looking down into the pit of despair. There's no matis on the big tree. There's no matis in the banks. Where's the dang matis? Well, at least we've seen one already today. That's good. As I walk up the path a little bit, I'm gonna keep looking down there. Where's my matis? Now I know one of those dens right over there is active because that's where we saw that mati the last time we were out here. Well, not the last time we were out here, but one of the last couple times. Look at this. Here's a mulberry bush, or not a mulberry bush, an elderberry bush. Surprised no matis have found this yet. Okay. Double check this area for mushrooms. Because this is usually a pretty good mushroom. Oh, yes, and look over here on this log. Here's probably the smallest little clump of oyster mushrooms I've ever seen. They look a little dried out. They're a little premature. Gosh, if it would just rain really good, we could have some good mushrooms, because it's oyster season. It's a lot of mushroom seasons. Oh, here's a little thing on the side of this tree. Who's this dude? I can't really get to him because he's on the back side of the tree. Ooh, and he's got some friends on this side of the tree too. Very nice. Very nice. But if we could get some rain, it would be very nicer. Huh. And even though I'm in sort of a weird spot, I can kind of see across the creek. There's a mati den right over there. Don't see any matis. But you always got to look in the hole. When you find the hole, look in it. And look for those matis. Or, you know, whatever else you might have in your area that digs holes. I can hear voices. I can hear people voices. They're far away, though. Okay, that's fine. Here's the last little place where we can look down into the creek. I see the various tracks. Marmots have been out and about recently. I thought I was going to see more today. I got up early. I got out early. It's not even 10 o'clock. I think I left my house at about 9:30 a.m., which is a little bit earlier than usual. I wanted to, you know, catch the coolness of the morning. I'm not seeing any dudes. Where's my matties? Gots to spot a mat. I want to see more matties. And I'm starting to run out of path. Hey, so those little there's a little clump of caprinus. Tiny caprinus at the base of this dead tree. That's good. Hooray for mushrooms. And this is about as far as we can go before we're back into direct sunlight and in a non-mat area. Huh. Oh, there's a butterfly on the path. He's so nice. And other stuff. Okay, so I'm turning around because I'm getting hot. How's it possible that I'm getting hot already? Oh well. And I'm going to walk back the way I came. And maybe we'll see that mati again. That one that we saw when we first showed up. Because he was very nice. Why am I not seeing more mats over here? Is it because they're just too close to the construction noises and they don't like it, so they're not coming out? That could be. That is a possible explanation. Oy. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. What do we got over here? I'm looking into this giant field of nettles, but, well, it used to be a giant field of nettles under the canopy here. It looks like the nettles have died off, and now we just got those weird plants that have the funny berries. And I'm looking in this area. Can't really see anything. I know there's some stumps in there. This is, like, choice maitake mushroom area. Oh, there goes a bicyclist. Is he going to be looping around and coming my way? I don't know. We got to pay attention. This particular part of the path is kind of narrow, and there's nowhere to go off the path. So the odds of us getting hit by a bicyclist are fairly high right here, if we're not paying attention. Now I'm going to just take a pause here. Look over here. Where's my matties? I don't see any more. Come on, mats, come out and play. Oh well. Ugh. Okay, so what else is going on? I'm back to Polypore Bend. And I'm gonna step over to the side of the creek here and look down over here. Where's my matties? Just, where are they? Where are all of my mati friends? They are just not out today, that's all. They don't feel like playing. That's okay. Oh, so I guess I'm just gonna start heading back. And look at this mati den, so fresh. And that mati in this den, he has a good view of the construction area. Okay, you know what else I'm looking for? Puff balls. Haven't seen any puffballs yet, and it's about puffball season. It's getting to be that time. And you know how much I like puffballs. They ought to be showing up soon, as long as we can get some rainage. Rain means the mushrooms are coming. So we just need some rain. And you know, it kind of seems like it might rain today. It is a bit cooler. It is cloudy. And I can kind of smell hints of ozone. I'm not sure those are the right types of clouds, or are these just precursors? Are the rain clouds coming in? I hope so, because I do like rain. So maybe that'll happen later today. And we're walking out of the forest into the blight that is going to become a road. And it's sort of annoying because there's lots of big clumps of dirt that are the exact same size and color of Mati's. And so, as I look around, I see a lot of Mats, but they're not. They are not Mats, stupid wind. Oh, you know what occurs to me? I can get onto the trail that's on the other side of the creek from right there. Huh. I'm wondering if we should go over there. We wouldn't be able to see our Mati, though, because he's sort of hiding. So, I don't know. I think for today we're going to stick to this side of the creek. And we'll go over to the other side later. Every once in a while I will get over there on the other side and check stuff out. And I know where there's a couple places where there's some trees down that have oyster mushrooms growing in them. And if this was a rainier day or a moisturier day, we could go check that out. But yeah, I know there's nothing going on over there. See, here's another place where we can cross. But we're not going to. And by cross, I mean cross the little creek here. It gets narrow and the walls are very low and you can kind of just jump right over. But we shall not be doing that today. We're just going to keep on moving. Oh boy. Hey, there's a funny looking bug. Hi, bug. And I'm starting to lose my sinuses. Why are my sinuses starting to be weird? I don't know. I do not know. Alright. What else do I have to do today? Oh yeah, I just remembered. I get to go out to eat to dinner with my parents today. Or tonight. So that'll be fun. That'll be great. And I already even know where we're going. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, you're just going to go where you always go, which is that Greek restaurant that's by your house, Jim and Jenny's. Jim and Jenny's Greek Village is what it's called. And no, we are not going there because it is that time of year, again, when they have closed the restaurant so they can go on vacation. And where do they go on vacation? Back to Greece to visit all the family. And they will be gone an entire month. That's right. They closed the restaurant for an entire month. Nice business model. That's how... Wait. I think there's something on this tree. Yep, he's moving. He's fluffy. He's fat. It's another Mati. On this side of the bank, there is a tree that has fallen over. And I'm standing sort of... Well, it's pointing right at me. And I can see a fluffy Mati butt on the tree, but he can't see me. I can't see his head. He's kind of a biggin. What's he doing? Why is he not looking at me, wondering what the source of this noise is? Hey, you Mati, why are you not looking over here? I can just see his butt. He's so nice. Okay, we're gonna sneak around here. I'm gonna duck down because the ground cover and some of this grass is tall enough that he won't be able to see me as I walk by. He can probably hear me, and I'm gonna try to pop up right here and see. Oh, there he is. Oh, damn it, and he moved before I could get a shot. I've got the little camera with me. But he jumped off the tree, and I can see where he's going. He's moving the ground cover as he runs through it. Where's that? Where are you going, Mati? Come back! Yeah, as soon as he saw me, he kind of freaked out. He's like, whoa, that got up on me pretty quickly. Okay. Now, is that a different Mott than the one we saw earlier? Because we're sort of close and we're on the other side. This Mott was over here. The other Mott was over there. Let's go see if we can see the other Mott. See, because the tree that has fallen over the creek. So our Mati, he could have run just down there. It's only like 20 or 30 yards. And he could have gone up that tree. Okay, so we're approaching the other Mott area. Now, is he still hanging out in the roots of this tree over here? No, I don't see him. Okay. So that Mott we just saw might have been the same Mati. He was kind of big. He was kind of a biggin. And I'm looking in some other spots where I know the Motts have been hanging out. And I don't... wait... yeah, okay. So, did we see a second Mati, or did we just see the same Mati twice? It's a mystery. This is one of those times when we just don't know. All right, well, let's keep moving. Oh, I wish we could have gotten a shot of that Mott on the log, but boy, he scrambled. And you know what? I'm starting to think that maybe that is the same Mott, because that Mott is kind of a chicken. He's not a brave Mati who stands his ground when people show up. He's runaway and hide Mati, which is kind of weak sauce for a Mati. Because, you know, a lot of Matis, you can... oh, here's a reflector on the ground. Oh, a nice, clean, brand new one, too. Put that in my pocket. That Mati was a chicken. The thing that I don't like about that Mati is across the creek is every time he sees me, he runs away. Even though I'm, you know, 30 meters away, plus there's the giant crevasse between us, there's no way I can get to him. Why is he so scared? Oh, there's that big bun again. Hi, big bunny! So that Mott is a chicken. And that Mott that was on the log that we saw coming back, presumably the same Mott, as soon as he saw me, he ran away again. Even though he was perfectly protected and didn't have anything to worry about. Chickeny Motts, they're no good. Well, I was going to tell you about Big Bunny, because I saw one of my favorite terrible movies the other day, Fool's Gold. And there's a character in it, played by Kevin Hart, named Big Bunny. But that's neither here nor there, because I don't have time. The only thing I have time to say is you have been listening to The Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And you need to tune in tomorrow to see if we find any more Motts, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
宇宙漫遊のラジオショー。